In an annual state policy report card, Utah wasn't given much to be proud of. The state received an overall grade of D+. Students First, an organization led by former Washington, D.C. school chancellor Michelle Rhee, looked at issues such as quality teaching, parental choice, and wise management of schools. While D+ sounds pretty bad, Utah certainly would benefit if Students First graded on a curve. Utah was ranked 16th in a nation, with the national average also being a D+.
Unfortunately, most of the states in the country were in the D range, and that's about what we saw last year.
That's Eric Lerum, the vice president of national policy at Students First. He says that despite the bad grades, many states improved.
I think you see that with Utah's grade as well. It was a D last year with a GPA of 1.21, went up to a D+ this year. So, you know, not a huge shift, but definitely improvement.
The report card identified two specific areas where Utah could improve: making teacher performance more essential to the decision-making process, and giving parents more and better choices for their children's education. The report card identified the state's school grading system as a positive step. Lerum says that gives parents a sense of the quality of education their children are receiving.
You know, if you start with that premise that you've got to get information to the parents, then it's really incumbent on the state to do so. We think A to F provides a really, you know, good way of doing it. It's easy to understand. And then, you know, what you get into are questions about, okay, well, what do you do with it? Because parents are going to be making these decisions. They're going to be making choices. But, you know, at the end of the day, if a school isn't performing, that's not a place we should want to send kids. We want to see growth in our schools. We want to see them improving, and we want to see them meeting the needs of all their learners. And so if they're not doing that, we think parents, you know, need that information so that they can either make a different choice or they can demand change and force, you know, school leaders and administrators to do something different.
Still, by its own A to F scale, Utah's D+ is nothing to write home about. But Mark Peterson of the Utah State Office of Education says he doesn't put much weight in the Students First analysis.
What we're doing, certainly Utah collects all that data. We have all the data on teacher effectiveness. We have classroom level details, student level details on all of our CRT exams. And that is stuff that is all being evaluated by principals and superintendents and charter school directors. It's all being done at the local level. It is not written into official state policy. Therefore, we get a bad grade on it.
One area where Utah did do well was spending funds wisely. Peterson agreed with that assessment.
We are the lowest per pupil funded system in the country, yet our ACT scores, we have 100% of our students take ACTs. There are 19 states where that happens. Utah is one of them. Utah has the highest scores of the 100% states.
While the report card did look at how well money was spent by school systems, Lerum notes that how well-funded schools are is not included in the group's analysis. For KCPW News, I'm Ryan Cunningham.